My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
120 on Tuesdays, Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. BA, how are you?
What up, B?
You know, I want to begin our conversation today with something. I just need to get this off my chest. I want to make this very clear right from the start. It's horns down. I'm very, very horns down right now.
Has there been anything, like, because this is a tough question, because there's so much stuff that's just so soft, like, in the world of sports right now. But has there anything more soft or been treated more softly than that in sports over the last 5 years than horns down in the way that that's gone?
No, I think you're absolutely right. If you try to think of something softer than the, will it be a penalty or will it not be, and Texas fans somehow getting their feelings hurt by what's essentially just a hand gesture. No, I think you'd have a hard time finding anything softer than that.
I mean, but now the SEC handled it right. They were like, no, we're not
penalizing people for that. I think the best thing about was Sankey's, his face when they asked him that question.
He's like, no.
No.
They're new here. Yeah. We're going to let people celebrate. Let me ask you this, BA. This is as simple as it could possibly get, but there's a lot of games and you watch them as close as anybody. Who do you think this Georgia team is right now?
Well, it's clearly – the one thing I can say for sure is it is clearly not what it has been. So, like, I know that. I think pretty much everybody knows that. It's clearly not what it has been. But here's what you don't know. What you don't know is, well, is that because Georgia itself has regressed or because the overall talent level of the very best teams in the sport has all kind of receded a little closer to parity, and therefore Georgia may not be as good as it was in, like, say, 2022 or – 2021, but it's still the best team in the country. That's what we don't know yet because, you know, listen, you got all these crazy results happening week to week, and Georgia's maybe not immune from all of that. And so you can make a case, hey, all the people who wanted to impose all this chaos in the sport to make the sport playing field a little bit more level, they may have succeeded in doing that.
Yeah.
Or it's a situation where there's the best team somewhere in Georgia this year, to use bad grammar intentionally, just ain't it.
Right. I mean, it's a possibility, man. And I said this earlier, BA, I think even if Georgia plays its best game of the year, they can still lose to Texas. That's how good I think Texas is. But, you know, I still don't believe that Texas has played a team as good as Georgia has so far this year either. But when you go back to Saturday's game, BA, did you look at it from a standpoint? Because I know a lot of people, you know, were tweeting at me, why won't he run the damn ball, Randy, and all those things. I kept saying, it just looks like they just wanted to get Carson going. They weren't really worried about running the football more than them getting Carson going.
Well, I definitely think they've wanted to do that. I think for the most part, they've probably succeeded in doing that. At least people I trust are telling me they believe that Carson's playing better now than he was. And so I take that as a good sign. But I think some of the stuff with the running game is also a situation where it just may not be, you know, it just may not be stellar at the moment. Right. And it kind of showed that a little bit against Auburn that it might be taking a step in the right direction. But when they tried to run it against Mississippi State, they just were not that successful at doing so. And so, you know, if you wanted to give yourself the absolute best shot of beating Texas, of course, having a left-handed and a right-handed punch offensively would be what you want to have, meaning both the passing game and the running game. And at the moment, boy, it seems like you trust the passing attack far more than you trust the rushing attack, and that is saying a mouthful, given the fact that the passing attack hasn't exactly been perfect.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. It could be either side of the ball. What do you think their best punch is right now? And also, conversely, what's their worst? Like, what's the thing you're most worried about with this Georgia team?
Well, the thing that Georgia does best, seemingly, is chuck it deep downfield. Like the old saying about hops down there somewhere. Georgia seems pretty good at the hops down there somewhere type passing play because that's kind of what they've done a lot of here this year. You know, Beck's having a fine year, but his best moments have been the kind of somewhat low percentage things you had to do late in the game against Alabama, where you had, you know, no choice but to try to, you know, be very aggressive and mount a comeback. I would say the deep throws have been their best thing. I think the worst thing right now, I mean, the most disappointing position group is the offensive line, because that was supposed to be the very best in the country. And as one of my colleagues wrote at DogNation.com this week, when the Joe Moore Award, which is the top offensive line award, when they had their, like, midseason honor roll the other day, mm-hmm. Georgia wasn't even one of the 22 teams mentioned. So, I mean, there is no more disappointing position group related to preseason expectations than what the Georgia defensive line is right now. The offensive line, I mean.
Why is that? Like, were people just wrong? We're just wrong about this guy's going to be this guy's going to be that. I know there's injuries to Tate Ratledge and other guys banged up here and there, but, like, we just got it wrong? Like, the hype was incorrect?
Well, I do think the injuries are part of it because it's not just Ratledge. They played two games without Jared Wilson, too, the center. So you got to at least mention the injury. But I do think right now it just looks like an incorrect prediction. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, I mean, sometimes offensive line maybe is a difficult position to predict because you don't have stats, or at least not easily quantifiable stats. So it can be a little difficult to judge what it is. I think that Georgia's perhaps had maybe a little bit more trouble at, like, say, right tackle than they were hoping to have at times anyway. And sometimes one issue kind of begats other issues for the offensive line for a group that probably has to play together more so than any other group on the football field. And so I think it could be a combination of both injury, but also, hey, if one guy's got issues, before long that becomes a contagion that spreads across the line. And I think at times that's been the issue. The other thing is, and this is sort of tedious, but I had heard after the Kentucky game that they were having some real issues with communication, you know, recognizing what the coverage was supposed to be and how they were supposed to shift based on that, which is all over my head because I'm not a former player, so I won't pretend to know more than I do. But what they were supposed to be identifying, what they were supposed to be speaking to each other about up and down the line, apparently they weren't doing very well. And some of the ugly offensive stuff in that Kentucky game was simply a byproduct of the fact that the offensive line was kind of not doing the cerebral part of its job very well, as in the weeds as that might sound.
I agree with you. I agree 100%.
Well, that sounds like missing Cedric Van Prant.
Yeah, that's I agree 100% with you right there. It was like going to the wrong guy. Like the Mike was getting pointed wrong, and so there with you.
Because that was Van Prant's job, right?
That's what he did a lot.
And he was so underrated in so many things that he did.
That's what he did. But I agree with that. I agree with you right there, B.A. I guess the bigger story coming from is the Kirby Smart running into the quarterback issue. It was funny that it happened, but I don't think it was funny because he ran into the opposing team quarterback. But there's nothing going to happen to him or anything, I doubt. But what was your thought process about it when you saw it?
So, obviously, it would have been better for Georgia had it not happened. It would have been better for Kirby Smart had it not happened. But I think it's important to point this out, is that in football, and Randy, you know this better than anybody because you're a part of the game so much, players just don't get their feelings hurt very easy. You get yelled at all the time. You know, players just don't get their feelings hurt very easy. So, the kid from Mississippi State, this happened. I mean, it probably shouldn't have happened, but it sounds like he was fine with it. He's in a competitive football game environment. It's not even obvious that he thought very much about it at all. I think clearly it was somewhat inadvertent, you know, or completely inadvertent because of all the chaos there on the sideline. You know, most of the time when there's like a football-related controversy on something like this, it ends up being somebody else aggrieved on behalf of a player or behalf of someone within the, you know, kind of the bubble of football. Mm-hmm. But those who are actually on the field themselves, coaches and players, they just don't get aggrieved nearly as easily. Agreed. I think that's an example of this. It would have been better if it didn't happen, but it's not some major league controversy or anything like that. And now that Smart's spoken on it a couple of times, my guess is we probably don't hear anything else about it.
I think what you just said there could be applied to a lot of different parts of life, B.A.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people out there getting offended on other people's behalfs. But that's a different conversation for a different day. Hey, let me ask you this, because we're far enough into this season, and it's obviously you would like for Georgia to be undefeated. Hopefully they can beat Texas on Saturday and all of that. But it's been awesome so far. Which coaches thus far this season, if any, have changed your opinion of them, sort of shifted the narrative surrounding them, and which coaches have solidified those narratives in your eyes?
So I think that the most impressive coaching job in the SEC thus far has probably been done by Sam Pittman, because to me, he was the guy that was just hanging on by a string, and he's fighting so hard right now, and I think that's cool to see. And they got LSU coming up on Saturday. That's a lot of fun.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This was supposed to be a year in which Lane Kiffin showed that he kind of belonged at the adult table as far as coaches go. They brought in all the transfers. They had the favorable schedule. After winning 10 games a year ago, this was supposed to be a step forward for him, where, frankly, he showed that he's worthy of what is probably a better job, such as a Florida or maybe even an Auburn, you know, a job that he was in the mix for, you know, a year ago, a job of that magnitude. I mean, I don't mean those jobs necessarily in particular, but a job of that magnitude. And they've already lost twice. And so I don't think there's any way you can slice that up that, well, it's an absolutely disappointing season relative to expectations, but they've already lost twice, one of those games being Kentucky, just given what it's supposed to be. Now, you can turn that around. What if Kirby Smart loses his second time on Saturday? You can criticize him for that if you want to, and you probably should, but the difference here is Lane Kiffin has zero professional accomplishments. He's got a famous last name, but he's never actually achieved anything other than retweets. And this was supposed to be a year for him to become kind of a real coach, and we're still waiting for that to occur.
I knew that's what you were going to say. I just didn't know. I didn't know exactly how you were going to say it, and you didn't disappoint. Zero professional accomplishments.
He does.
It's a hell of a thing.
And I say that. I say it all the time, but don't say it like that.
Yeah, that was just beautifully.
Don't ever say it like
that. It was beautifully put. Hey, do you buy Dan Lanning say that he put 12 guys out there on purpose?
I'm not sure that I do. And I love Lanning. Like, Lanning is, I'm a big Dan Lanning fan. Andy, this is something you and I have talked about before. I like Lanning a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite so sure I fully buy that. But listen, if he did, more power to him. And either way, he got a very big win on Saturday. But I don't know that I buy the legend of the 12-man penalty the way that some people do.
I'll buy it.
I just feel like if you did it on purpose, you'd lie about it.
I'm
buying. Like, nah, I was, you know.
No, I got to be smart, man. That can help him recruit right there.
Well, they're going to change. But see, now they're going to change the rules. So if he did do it on purpose, he's the last one that's ever going to get it. I think they may change the rules during the season.
I think they will.
He got his biggest win of his damn professional coaching career. I don't care.
And it helped.
It helped.
It helped. I don't think it's exactly why they won, but it certainly helped. Yeah. And it didn't hurt. I didn't realize it was such a minor penalty.
Yes.
I didn't realize it was only a 5-yard penalty.
Yes.
They sort
and
of,
I guess I, at the time I sort of thought that too. I was like, I shouldn't realize it was only 5 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of funny. There's a lot about the rules that sometimes I don't know that I have a full grasp of. That maybe it was an example of that.
Well, and they're often, we find out about them because smart coaches find a way to bend them,
yep.
right? I mean, how many rules did we learn about in the NFL because Bill Belichick found a way to break them?
Or Mike Vrabel.
Or Mike Vrabel, yeah. right, exactly.
So, that's right.
Anyway, maybe he did it on purpose. B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, B.
Good to you guys. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app